You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, let's talk about it.
Hey, it's Mike Garofalo, NFL Network, here in the home office, and you are listening to the Raiders Fan Radio Podcast, taking that lighter journey into the dark side with Murph, Swag Jeff, and Michelle. She's got great hair. It's a little pink, it's a little purple, whatever it is. I'll tell you what, if I could grow it, I would sign up for that color today. So listen to her and the entire crew as they give you all the information on the Raiders on the podcast that benefits the One Nation Foundation. It's a great cause. It's a great pod. Tune in. Turn it up. Here it comes. All that Raiders info and takes coming at you right now.
Jackpot, baby. Raiders Fan Radio.
Oakland, L.A., Oakland, Vegas, Raider Nation, wherever, forever. You got your old Uncle Mosh and Raiders Fan Radio from Murph's Man Cave, taking a lighter journey into the dark side. Sit back, put your feet up, pop a top, and enjoy the ride. Here we go!
Love you, and we'll see you in the Hall of Fame.
When you have great coaches, then after you have great coaches, you get great players, you have a great organization, and you tell them one thing, just win, baby.
Way up the middle, intercepted Filippiano at the 50, time running down, Oakland football, and I think Oakland victory.
The Raiders have scored on the most dreamy, unbelievable, absolutely impossible dream of a play.
Well, I love this team. I think this team can win. I think this team can win.
You are listening live to Raiders Fan Radio. Take it away, guys.
Why, thank you, Brent Musburger. What is up, Raider Nation? Your buddy Murph back once again for what I know will be a fantastic episode of Raiders Fan Radio as we get in here and we talk about the firing. You're fired. I should have loaded that thing up. The old Vince McMahon, you're fired. Wow, ding dong, the witch is dead. Don't tell me that Mark Davis doesn't have some of his old man in him. Let's go, man. Dude's out here firing people on their day off while they're out trick-or-treating with their damn kids. Check, oh my gosh, what amazingly welcome news overnight. And I never would root for someone to lose their job. It's no fun to be out of work. But listen, let's not pretend like that these guys don't understand they're in a pretty volatile industry as well. The NFL is the ultimate meritocracy and they're compensated very, very well. So I'm not going to feel bad about these guys losing their job. And if you start hearing stuff going nuts in the background, it's because I got my phone connected to the board because we're going to take live calls from you all. And the voicemails have gone nuts. So I wanted to check in and play all these voicemails because we're not doing a live show tonight. The only reason we're even on this morning is because I'm off work because we're getting ready. I'm getting ready to pack up the fan cave and we're headed to Vegas for the Biletnikoff Foundation dinner for the Crab Fest. So glad to be here. Glad to talk to you all. Glad to see everybody's in the chat. The chat room is all right. The chat room's blowing up. Michelle and Swaggo are in there. Miss you guys. Love you. And I'll see you tomorrow morning. Paul Edgerton is in there. Raider Lorien is in there. CJ is in there. Raider Rue is in there. Frankie Mosqueda is in there. Pineapple is in there. Stacy Ruff Raider is in there. Big Bass Raider is in there. Raider Truth Chicken, look, look, is in there. Jay Jackson, we'll see Jay this weekend, is in there. Raider Cam, Tony Shefford, DJ Lenny Danger, David McCarthy, Kevin the Raider Nerd, So many of our good friends are in there, and we appreciate you all very, very much. And so Tidal Raider is in there. Appreciate you, Ty. And so, yeah, we're going to take live calls here in a minute, but I do want to play these voicemails because, again, we wanted to get those since we won't be doing a live show until after we get back next week. So, anyways, you all know the story. Not only is Josh McDaniels let go, Dave Ziegler is let go, and Mick Lombardi, de facto offensive coordinator, is let go. Listen, it's the prudent move. I don't know what other choice Mark Davis would have had. It was time to move on. Apparently, now that there's reports coming out that he met with some of the veteran players, I'm guessing Devontae Adams is probably number one on that list. And they discussed the culture of the organization. And this is something that, listen, I'm not going to sit here and pretend to be a football brain. I'm not a journalist. I'm not a former player. But I do have a passion for leadership. It's what I studied in college. It's what my degree is in. And knowing that the culture of your organization is the most important thing in order for it to thrive and be successful. You've got to train up and lift up those around you to attain their own successes in order to foster your own. And also enable your organization to be successful without you even being there. That's an important thing as well. It should be able to function on its own should you not be present all the time. Well, if everything we've heard about this Raiders organization in terms of the function of the team, and I'm talking about on the field and in the locker room, it's been dysfunctional. There's no culture. And yes, winning cures everything, and a winning, you know, W's start stacking up will fix things around that. But ultimately, the culture is what wins out. The culture eats your strategy for breakfast. I've been saying that nonstop about this regime of Josh McDaniels once it started to go south. You know, when you look at a guy like Rich Bisaccia, he fostered a very healthy culture. Guys loved him. Well, you know, when you listen to Will Compton talk about Rich Bisaccia, he looks at him like it's more than just a coach. I don't want to say a father figure. I don't want to overblow it. But he's like a trusted leader of men. Like, these guys went all out for Rich Bisaccia, which is why you saw 10 wins and which is why you saw us almost freaking, you know, beat the freaking the Bengals, other than a bad last drive there in the red zone. So outside of that, like, that's why this team was so successful and rallied the way that they did. So Josh McDaniels didn't have that. He never had that. He had this supposedly brilliant mind. Well, when the brilliant mind runs out, like, you're not even the offensive guru. Like, it's, again, go back to that. Like, it's one thing, even if you have a dysfunctional, like, vibe in the locker room, if you're successful because of this genius, well, then okay, then you can kind of get, but then that's not there either. So it was like red flag after red flag after red flag. So Josh gets let go. Dave gets let go. Mick Lombardi, who's a lackey for freaking McDaniels anyways, and I'm not a huge fan of that Lombardi tree anyways. You know, I mean, Lord knows Al Davis certainly didn't love his dad. So, and that's Mike Lombardi. Anyways, I'm glad we moved on from it. I'm glad that we are now ushering in a new phase of the Raiders. I'll say this before we get to the calls. I want to say this, and then I want to shout out the chat room real quick. My last thought on it, or not last thought, I'm going to have a lot of thoughts on this. My other thought on this is now our interim head coach. So that's the past. Let's move on from McDumbass, right? He's going to go down in history with Mike White, you know, not even a Dennis Allen. Like, this dude's going to go down in Raider history as one of the worst head coaches we've ever had. The end. Like, it's not, I don't even think it's close. And I haven't looked at all the final numbers of everything yet, but I'm just off the top of the head. I mean, this guy's the worst, or up there. So, and this team, and Jimmy Garoppolo is up there with Jamarcus Russell. And that's the kind of era we're talking about. We're talking 2006 bad. We're talking 2008 bad with Jamarcus. So anyways, all that said, that's in the past. So now let's focus on the future. Let's focus on Al Davis said, the greatness of the Raiders is in its future, right? So what's the future? The future is now Antonio Pierce gets elevated to be our head coach. That was a little surprising to me, but after thinking about it for a minute, I love it. This, you guys that have been on the show enough, hear me talk a lot about Robert Saleh, hear me talk about Dan Campbell, those kind of fiery, passionate guys, right? D'Amico Ryans is one of those kind of guys. And that's what we get in Antonio Pierce. We get a former player, not a former Hall of Famer, but a grinder. You got a guy that's got fire, that's got grit to him. Antonio Pierce was a badass linebacker. Again, not a Hall of Fame level, but the kind of guy, you know, Dan Campbell won a Hall of Fame tight end, right? Like you, it's the some of the best coaches come out of the guys that are the grinders, the guys that have to freaking bust their ass in order to just be good enough. Those are the guys that make the best head coaches to me. The guys that are Hall of Famers typically don't, because they have a skill that's not translatable to other people. But the guys that are grinders, the guys that got to get up and bust their ass, and their hard work and their ethic is what drives them to be competitive. Those are the kind of guys I think make the best coaches. And Antonio Pierce is a fiery guy. We as Raider Nation, we love fiery coaches. I'm sorry. Like, we've had a lot of discussion online and otherwise about coaching styles and whatnot. And when you look at a guy like Mike McDaniel, right, who's kind of a weird dude for the Dolphins, but yeah, the Dolphins were the best teams in football. But he's still got charisma anyway. But as Raiders, as Raider fans, what do we grow up with? We grew up with John Madden, right? That's the guy that was the absolute model for coaches for Raider fans. So especially for older guys like me, I'd love it. But then you also had a stoic, cold-hearted badass like Tom Flores, that his charisma was a completely different vibe. Then you had John Gruden, crazy, right? Big personality, all that kind of stuff. So there's an intense, here's where I'm going with this. There's an intensity about the coaches that we love most that have had success as Red. Even Al Davis, there's an intensity about him. There's an intensity about Tom Flores. There's an intensity about Antonio Pierce. So I would say this. I don't know where this thing's going to go. None of us do. I think we're all excited to be to see where it's going to go, because we know what the shit was already this year. I would implore Mark Davis this. If Antonio Pierce is successful, if we start to turn this thing around in any kind of way, if we start to see progress, because the ultimate indictment of bad coaching is regression, which is all we've seen with Josh McDaniels is regression. We've gone backwards since that 10 and 6. So if we see progress and we see this team be competitive week in, week out, and we see fire from the team, and we see, you know, proficiency on offense, we see Hunter Renfrow start to get involved in the offense, we start to see, you know, maybe they start Aiden O'Connell, maybe he has some good games, whatever. Point being, if we start to see success from Antonio Pierce and whatever iteration of this Raiders are, give him a shot. Don't leave him there, Mark. Let's not make the same mistake twice. Let's not move on from a guy like Antonio Pierce if he has success like we did with Rich. I think Rich and Mike Mayock, unfortunately, got passed over. And I understand why. And this isn't, you know, I'm not sitting here trying to be critical of all Mark's decisions. But I would just say this. If Antonio Pierce has success with this football team, leave him alone. Leave him alone. Let him, you know, apparently they're good with Patrick Graham. You know, listen, be nice to the guys that you're and the girls that you work with, right? Because the next day they might be your boss, Patrick Graham. Patrick Graham went to bed last night, the boss of the defense, and this morning he wakes up and his linebacker coach is now his boss. So apparently they're still good with Patrick Graham. So we'll see what happens with the defense. I'm curious to see who's going to be calling the plays. I'm sure somebody in the chat room's got an idea. I don't know. I mean, who's the offensive mind left that's on the team? Because that was, I mean, it was Josh's whole thing. And then you had Lombardi was, again, the kind of de facto guy by title, which I think all he was there to do is to break down film and all that kind of stuff and strategize gameplay. And maybe he was the one scripting those first freaking series. But anyways, so I'm curious to see that. Curious to see what anybody's got to say in there. All right, let me check in with the chat room real fast. And then let's start getting these calls. Just a heads up, parental advisory. I haven't edited any of these things. We're taking them on the fly. I'm going to play them as they're coming in. And if I've got my phone hooked up here. So if we get a live call, we'll jump in and take a live call as well. If you are going to call live, wait till we're in a break in between the voicemails though, because I want to make sure we hear from everything in the voicemails. Bo Hardigree is the new interim offensive coordinator, Hooligan Nation says. He was the QB coach. Interesting. Okay. So shout out Raider Lorien in there. Raider Rue is in there. Hooligan is in there. Tony Shefford is in there. Gunsmoke Games is in there. Kevin the Raider Nerd is in there. Pineapple is in there. Mike Downs is in there. Paul is in there. Bass Turd is in there. Phil Scrime is in there. Big Surge is in there. Edgar Hernandez is in there. Michelle, of course, is in there. Let's see. Double R is in there. Charles Washington is in there. Frankie Mosqueda is in there. Mrs. Chronicles of the Black Hole is in there. DJ Lenny Danger. Man, so many of our good friends. Rogue Code, I see you in there as well. Appreciate you joining us. Jay Jackson is in there. Appreciate you joining us. Jay says he needs coffee. Me too, brother. I'm telling you, man, this is, this is crazy. So yeah, again, as I mentioned, for those of you that are just joining us now, like we're packing for Vegas right now is the only reason that we're going live. And so appreciate so many of you. Ginger Four Eyes is in there. Daniel Mangus is in there. CPA Joel is in there. My gosh. Loco Sick is in there. Appreciate you guys so very, very much joining us live. Cause again, we normally don't do this and I normally don't like to do podcast selfies, but man, again, special occasions call for special arrangements, man. And shout out Mark Davis, man. Thank you for doing the right thing. Salud. All right, let's get to some of these voicemails. Again, these are unedited. So if you've got young ears around, shepherd them to another part of the room or, you know, whatever. Or if you're on the audio podcast, this may be a good time to mute or to skip or to all that good stuff because, these things are coming in raw here. So, all right, I'm going to play them. So we've got calls going all the way back to after the game, which needless to say, people were pretty fiery after the game, but I'm only going to play the ones that came in overnight and have come in this morning. And so let's go ahead and start with these here. Here's first one here. I don't even know who a lot of these folks are. I think this might be Jonathan in Colorado. Jonathan.
kids call bars?
We got friends!
Hey, Josh McDaniels! What's good, baby? Why don't you do me a favor?
Get your shit! I got up my team! Feels like a door is going all the way out! Yeah.
Are you done?
What?
Are you done? Are you happy now? He's gone. I am never happy
until the Raiders finally win a Super Bowl. But at least here we can actually win some games. He's sorry. And I feel less grumpy as I am. Kill JS now 7, the grumpy Raider fan. Okay, there he is. Kill Janus. All right. Oh, my gosh. Too funny. All right. Here we go. Let's see what we got next. We're going to the 559 on this one. Oh, it's Jacob in Fresno. Love Jacob in Fresno.
Well, hey, guys. It's Jacob from Fresno again. Since I left the last message, which was like 2 hours ago, some new stuff has come to light, so you may say. Josh McDaniels is gone? What? That's it, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl. I don't care who's calling it right now. You are right. We're totally fine. That's what we're doing. 4-5. We could be 13-4, but you know it doesn't make sense mathematically. But I'm willing to believe anything. I'm willing to believe. Let's put Aiden O'Connell in there. Let's score a touchdown. Let's go. Let's throw the potato into the hands of Devontae Adams all the way for the Super Bowl. Let's go, Aiden.
Jeez. Okay, all right. Just a note, guys. If you're going to call, don't just scream into your phone. We can't understand what you're saying. Oh, my gosh. Too funny, man. But I love it. I love the passion. Charles Washington says the phone calls are going over well. Not. Yeah, nothing like a good old not joke in there, Charles Washington. I'm just playing them as they come in, buddy. All right, let's see. Check. I don't know who this is next. We're going to the 757.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, it's Donovan.
You, so I'm going to get straight to it, man. Shout out to everybody that had to clear their head, you know, calm down, think about what they was going to say.
Look. Oh, never mind. That was from after the game. Sorry, that was we got to go. Here, 503.
So it was about Stacey Ruff Rader. Give me a call. I already sent an email, but something happened on Halloween night. Crazy. Very cold. Very dark. Very gloomy. After a horrible... I already sent an email. But 4.5 years ago, I started calling the show or checking out the show or watching the show just because we had a new church. And again... For the third time in 4.5 years. Are you kidding me? Hey, let's get smart. Let's get the right people and make the right call. Go Raiders.
All right, there's Stacey Ruff Rader. Yeah, so interesting here. So I like his point there that let's get the right people. And I think that, you know, I made this point for those of you that listen to the Silver and Black Today show. I made this point with Scott Gilbranson a few times. And shout out Scott Gilbranson. He put out an article today on his Sports Knot. You can check him out on the Twitter there. Just look for @LVGully. And he puts out an article. And it was basically about the idea of this that, you know, listen, I've never been critical of Mark Davis in the idea that I think that his spirit behind hiring people has always come from the right place. He's self-admittedly not a football guy. And so he tries to bring in people that are football people to run the football team. He handed the keys of the kingdom to Reggie McKenzie. He handed them to John Gruden. And in this case, he handed them to Ziegler and Josh McDaniels. The spirit behind it was great. The execution of it was not so much. And so, but I can't fault him because he's trying to do the right thing. It's just that they've made some bad choices there. And I would say that he was slow on the trigger when it comes to moving on from some of these folks. But then finally today, he does the right thing and he moves on from McDaniels and Ziegler. So was it that slow? He gave him a year and a half. That's about the amount of time. It takes a year or two to turn around a football team. And when you've seen your football team do nothing but go backwards, then it's time to make a change. So I don't know if I can be critical of Mark in that way. All that said, going forward, should that responsibility fall on him? He's a great owner in terms of the way he runs the Raiders from a business sense. And Sandra Douglas Morgan is the president of our football team, does an amazing job running our team from a business sense. It's successful financially. They have the greatest facilities now, something that Al Davis, unfortunately, was never able to do. Like, Mark Davis has done some incredible things. You know, I know that a lot of people still can be critical of the move to Vegas, but listen, it wasn't going to happen in the Bay Area, man. And so the idea that he, you know, I would rather them move to Vegas than move to, I don't know, pick another place. You know what I mean? Somewhere that's, I don't know, in the Midwest or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, better Vegas than there. It should have been L.A., but the NFL screwed that up. They moved the wrong team to Los Angeles. Anyway, that's another note. To get back on topic. So the business of the Raiders is good. So let Mark focus on that. And but it's his choice to whether he can allow himself to do that or not. And by doing that, he will need a vice president of football operations. He's going to need to do, and people are getting sick of hearing me say this, but I swear it's the freaking model. What the Bolins did with John Elway. The Bolins brought in John, installed him as their, I don't even know what his title was. I'm pretty sure it was VP of football operations. And John handled everything from there out. Hiring and firing, all that kind of stuff. Even down to, frankly, getting rid of Tim Tebow and bringing in Peyton Manning. That was a John Elway thing. And what happened? They won Super Bowls, you know, well, Super Bowl anyways, and went to two. Oh, here we go. Here's a live call. Let's see what we got here.
Call from Daniel Mangan. To accept, press 1.
Daniel Mangus.
What's up, boy?
What's up, Daniel? How you doing, buddy? How you feeling today?
Ding dong, the witch is dead. Fuck your wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch dead. Wake up, sleepyhead. Rub your eyes, get out of bed. Wing gone, the wicked witch is dead. She's gone where the goblins go below. Below your home. So come on and sing ding dong. The witch is dead. Wicked witch, the wicked witch.
Oh.
After further education, I finally realized that Josh McGann is no longer our head coach. Huzzah!
Huzzah!
And even more. We have to worry about him drafting a tight end in the second round, only to not use it. We now send Joshua Daniels and Dave Ziegler to the pit of misery. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly. Pit of misery.
Good job, boys. Good job, boys. Thank you.
My goodness.
How you feeling today, man, guy?
Well, Daniel Mangus feels happy.
Happy.
So happy. So energized. I'm telling you right now, more of Josh Daniels is becoming my worst head coach.
You think he's the worst of all time?
I think he's worse than Dennis Allen.
Oh, my gosh.
Granted, I know
that says a lot.
People in the chat that are going to call me out saying Kevin was the worst. I was a baby when Kevin was the head coach.
Yeah, well, we've had some bad coaches, but certainly Josh McDaniels will go down on the short list of the worst, man. That's absolutely the truth.
Mean,
all right, so what are you gonna do to celebrate this weekend? Are we gonna get the win against the Giants now, or the Antonio Pierce takes on his former team? That you think you can get him inspired enough to take out a bad New York Giants football team?
I think the Raiders, honestly, whether Josh McDaniels was fired or not, I felt like these two were the games that, like, he had been to save his job. Because if you lose to the bad news, let's face it, that's not that good. I have been pounding the table as a football fan for the Jets to get someone other than Zach Wilson. Because it's going to cost Robert Saleh his job. Because he's going to run with his boy. Because he likes his boy. And his boy's not going to get him where they want. And so, who knows? Maybe they've already said, if you run with your boy, you're fired.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what I mean? I've called for Josh McDaniels in Chicago. I mean, watching how uninspired the team was. But I will say this before I go. Shout out to Marcus Peters. NFL, try me again.
All right.
Try me again. Try me again. Go on, see what happens. You see this shield? You see this Oak Town tattoo? I'm straight from the town. Try me again.
There we go. All right, Mangus boys, we love you, man. All right, enjoy your weekend, boys. All right, there he is, the Mangus boy.
Awesome.
Oh, okay, hold on. All right, one more, and then we got to get the rest of these.
Yep. Shout out to the Freddie B Foundation. Place of Hope. The donation. Always, always much love and respect. If you haven't donated, please make sure you do next year.
Absolutely.
It goes to a good cause, man.
Absolutely.
It goes to a good cause. No, everyone that wants to donate doesn't know where it goes. Go to the craft. Literally, look it up. Freddie B Foundation. It goes to a good cause. I had a PE teacher who was a Raider cheerette, who was a Raider cheerleader. Went every year to the crab feed. Every year.
Good deal. Yep. It's an amazing cause.
She's seen. Yes.
Yeah.
Amazing
cause. Right. Hey, boys, I got to grab these other calls that are coming in, okay? Thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right. Have a good night. We'll see you, boys. All right. See what we got here next.
To accept, press 1.
I don't know what that was there. Let's see. All right, go ahead. You're on the Raiders Fan Radio Hotline.
Tyrone Gray.
Hey, what's up, Tyrone?
What up, Murph, man? Hey, I just got off, man. Just trying. I heard the fans just got through speaking their opinion. I just wanted to call in, get up in on what's going on.
Man, are you Miss Ebony fired up that we got rid of the freaking stupid ass coach?
We got rid.
Oh my gosh. Ah, we can't hear you, Tyrone. Oh, man. Oh, we lost Tyrone there. Darn it. Call us back, Tyrone. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear what you, Miss Ebony, are thinking this morning after Josh McDaniels gets let go. All right, let's go ahead and jump back into these voicemails. Let's see where we were at here. I'm not sure who this is. Oh, I think this is either OG Daniel or this is Mrs. OG. Let's see.
Hey, Murph.
OG Daniel.
Michelle, Swag Jeff, it's OG Jack Daniels, Chronicles of the Black Hole. I'm so grateful. Tonight I'm grateful that I don't have to listen to, anymore. We fired the clown. The clown show is over. We finally got rid of someone. Get Bisaccia on the phone, for Christ's sake. This clown was a disaster. He came in a disaster. Our players aren't being, get rid of all the Patriot clowns we got on the team and get some real Raiders in. Thank God this mess is over. And that's where I'm at with this. Mrs. OG is too disgusted to call. So I'm calling tonight. Grateful that we got rid of this clown. All right, I'm going to get out of here before he eats my soul.
All right, there he is, OG Daniel. Let's see what we got next.
To accept, press 1. To send a voice.
All right, caller, go ahead.
What's up? It's Carl from the Backwoods. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Carl, doing good, man. What do you think about this? The news overnight?
Man, look, I was up when the news dropped. I just up, woke my whole house up. I'll tell you, that's some good stuff. I gotta ask. I'm excited we got rid of the clown, man. But are we looking at another total rebuild, man? They're gonna tear us down to build us up, or what?
I don't know, man. You know, there's a lot of young pieces already in place in this. That's a great question. Seems like there's a lot of young talent already. We've also got, you know, veteran guys like Davante Adams that are, you know, he's not in the, let's just say like he's 30 years old. He's going to start heading towards the latter part of his career really quick. So you've got leaders like him, you've got leaders like Max, and you've got a good, I think, nucleus of younger talent. I don't see a full teardown. I think that this thing is, I feel like we're a quarterback away from being really competitive, especially with the way that the defense is playing, don't you think?
Yeah, man. You know, I wrote in a couple of weeks ago talking about how we needed to get that defense back. Next week, they come and they show out. And these guys like Butler, Spillane, even Peters, they've been showing out. But, I mean, I think we need a quarterback and a corner, I think. If not some O-line, you know, I don't want to see him trade away what we've got to bring in, new blood.
Yeah, I would hate to see them start moving on from some major players. I'm very, very thankful that Josh and Dave, there were no wonder they weren't returning calls yesterday. So thankful that they didn't have an opportunity to move on from Hunter Renfrow. That to me is like, as of a couple of weeks ago, I was thinking that our worst nightmare in terms of players would be this regime moving on from Hunter Renfrow because they can't figure out how to get him involved in the offense, and then they're going to get fired. You know what I mean? And then we're going to end up with nothing. And so, yeah. Other than a little bit of draft capital. So I'm really glad that didn't happen. But again, to go back to it, I mean, when you look at the way that, like, we have depth when it comes to wide receiver. The offensive line last year is the same offensive line as we had last year. So we know that they can protect. We know that they can run the football. I think it was just, you know, I'm with you in terms of offensively, we should be much, much better. We should certainly more than, you know, 7 points a game better. And then defensively, I'm with you. The linebackers are not playing bad. We finally saw an interior push. And against a really good Lions offensive line, we're a corner or two away from maybe having something special on defense. And when you look at like the moves, and I also wonder why the Raiders didn't make a move for like, look at Chase Young on the move yesterday. Also Montez Sweat. You know, I think that they have faith in Tyree Wilson, yep. But man, wouldn't that be a nice compliment for a Max Crosby, right? To have somebody like that on the other side, you know, we could have potentially a super dominant pass rush in that case. So anyways, I'm with you, Carl. I think that that's a great point. I don't think this is a full teardown. And I would want to know what the chat room has to say as well. Let us know what you guys think. Because, yeah, I don't think there's a full teardown to be had. But anyways, but I'm excited. So what do you think, Carl? You think that we're going to, you know, is this a, is aside from the team playing inspired, what do we have to look forward to? We got a tough stretch of our schedule coming up after these New York teams.
I don't know, man. You know, in sports, the team takes on the personality of his coach, right? You know, and you look at any sport, that's kind of what happens. Phil Jackson's team, Belichick's team, everybody's teams, right? They all take the personality of their coach. If they take on the personality of Antonio Pierce, we're going to have a gnarly-ass team, man.
Let's go.
They're going to be out there fighting and scrapping.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, and that's what I want from the Raiders. That's old-school Raider ball, man. That's what I brought up on. I brought up on Long and Alfredo, baby. We need to get back to that.
Absolutely. And I think people do it. Absolutely. Right on. Well, good deal, Carl. Well, hey, well, brother, thank you for calling in, man. Great call. Appreciate talking to you. And keep those emails coming. And I think you're on the short list, man, becoming one of the next made men around here.
Right on, Murph, brother. You have a great day. I'll see you. You all are going to be out tonight, right?
Yeah, we'll be out there this weekend.
All right, I'll see you tonight.
All right. Take a seat, Carl. All right, give it up for Carl. All right, see what we got next. All right, caller, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, watch, man, on my lunch break, trying to fit one in here.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. All right, give me your rapid reaction.
I'm really surprised we fired the OC. That was kind of surprising to me, and I'm happy that Mark finally, like, we go from 2 weeks ago, the turn up thing, to now him realizing, like, oh shit, like, we're in over our head here. We better get cut bait and run. And I think the move to Vegas gave him financial ability to make cuts like this. You know what I mean? We would have been stuck like with these coaches. He's not able to pay two separate coaches if we're still in Oakland. So that money that they went in allows a little bit of wiggle room for moves like this. So I think that, you know, we're going to be playing two or three coaches for 4 years now.
That's true. Cause I guess what we're learning, did you know that all coaches' contracts are guaranteed? I didn't know that. I learned that in this whole Josh McDaniels thing.
Yeah, I had heard that. I think with the Gruden thing, they had brought that.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right. So where do we go? So
I'm wondering if he can't go ahead.
No, you go.
I'm wondering if the Gruden suit is successful, if we recoup some of that money from having to pay him when he was fired, because if the NFL did, you know, force his firing, I wonder if we recoup that.
Yeah, I think so. I think, and there's going to be a lot of, and this is probably a topic for another time. There's going to be a lot of fallout from this Gruden lawsuit. I think that this thing's going to expose
absolutely,
a ton of dirt on the NFL. Or if it doesn't, there's going to be a lot of payout on the back end that we're going to hear the old headline of settled for an undisclosed amount or whatever. And the next thing you know, John Gruden will be buying an island, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
All right. So real quick, well, we got you on your lunch break before we let you go. Where do we go from here? Is this a stick with what we got? If it's successful, is it, you know, what do you think about my idea about bringing in somebody to run the thing for Mark, like a VP? Like, where do you think that we go as a team from here?
So I absolutely agree with bringing somebody in and taking as much as possible out of Mark's hands, because he already said he's not a football guy. I think we need a I don't think we roll with a hot hand, even if we do well this year. I think we need, like, a young up-and-coming coach. You mentioned the guy from the Jets. We need some sort of infusion of life into the coaching staff. So we need a quarterback is my number one thing. We need to just – whatever we need to do, sell out, massive trade package, whatever we need to do, get up to the top of the round while there's a nice quarterback class and get our franchise guy and go from there. Because I think a good quarterback can cover up tons of warts in the league nowadays.
Absolutely. Ron, I couldn't agree with you more, brother. And that's a great point that, you know, I mentioned at the top of the show here about, you know, going with the hot hand. If Antonio Pierce has success, give him a shot. But you know what? You're right, though. And I think about, and I don't think Harbaugh, but I'd love Jeff Ulbrich. You brought that name up. And I mean, that guy, I think he's one of those young, fiery defensive coordinators. Like, that's a guy that's got not only strategy to him, but he's got grit and he's got the culture and all that. So I'm with you. But if Antonio Pierce has success, I don't know. That'd be a tough call. That'd be a tough one for me to totally buy into moving on from. Being that, like, I would hate to see us repeat the exact same scenario that we did 2 years ago. You know.
Yeah, I would too. But I would argue that even with Bisaccia, any of the success that they have is built on a system that was already in place. So you're going to give them a little bit of credit for using a system that's already there, and you know, eventually they're going to want their own system. So what do you know about the system that that guy's going to bring in when he took over midstream for somebody else would be my fear.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. That's a good point. Good point. All right. So, hey, we'll let you go, Ron. Sure. Thanks for checking in on your lunch break and chat room. Give it up for Ron, the Materator. All right, brother. All right. There he is, Ron. Okay. Oh, that was Ron hanging up there. All right. All right. Let's get back into the voicemails here and see who we got next. Let's see. So we did OG Daniel. Okay. Here we go. Who's next?
Hey, RFR. It finally happened. Mark kicked that asshole Josh McDaniels to the curb. No more of this suffering on our offense. Well, we don't have any offense, so that was the most offensive part about it. The only offensive thing Josh McDaniels could do is ruin an offense. So we went from 30-point game down to 7.
All right, I'm going to pause it. I'm going to pause that. We're going to take one more live call here. Right, soul. Oh, it's Kevin the Raider Nerd. Kevin the Raider Nerd!
What's going on?
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing a little better this morning. You know, I'm happy about the decision, and I'm happy for Raider Nation because finally, we are united on something, and it's nice to finally see that. But I gotta admit, there's a part of me that's a little sad that we're all celebrating something that we all wanted, but it's the removal of two very important pieces in a team, the head coach and the general manager, and that's the only thing that we can really hang our hat on right now. But it does give us hope. You know, we had an interim coach last time that was able to get us to the playoffs, and the fact that we had a linebacker coach get promoted to coach, hopefully that will also, you know, get the defense even more on point and inspire everyone else. I'm still a little apprehensive about the season, but I am definitely excited to see and watch to see what happens going forward.
Right on, man. Yeah, I'm with you. So, are you going to be in Vegas this weekend?
No, I after that Chargers I saw in person in LA, I decided to save the money and not go to any games for the rest of this season. No. Because honestly, it was pretty depressing. So I'm just going to watch from afar and enjoy my team. But I am happy for Raider Nation. I'm also very happy for Raider Nation that goes out and reps all of their gear, gets, you know, teased maybe. And because we were embarrassed on national television again. And we are a laughing stock when it comes to the national media and NFL people. And, you know, I give major credit to people that are like me, that are proud to wear those tats, show those tats, wear that gear. And I'm excited for that, excited for them, and I want to give them props. And that means you guys as well, and I'm sure everyone that's listening to you.
Absolutely. Well, right on, man. We appreciate that. And you got our propers as well, my friend. And, you know, and I love that idea that, you know, you brought up a great point. It sucks the reason that we're unified, you know, because it means that it was dysfunctional, right? It means that something wasn't working. You don't move on from your head coach, your offensive coordinator, and your freaking general manager if things are going well. So the reason that we moved on from it sucks. But I tell you, man, I do. There is a part of me that is, I mean, I'm incredibly thankful. And I mean, I'm really happy to be that we're going to Vegas this weekend to watch him play the Giants. I feel like this is going to be the first time in a very long time that, yeah, we're all on the same side here. Ain't nobody arguing about the quarterback. Ain't nobody arguing about the coach. You know, none of that stuff. Like, we're all pulling the same rope here. And that's a nice place for Raider Nation to be.
Which makes it a clean slate in the fact that you guys not only celebrate what Raider Nation has done for the One Nation Foundation, Crab Fest, but you get to experience this in person. I'm really rooting for you guys, and I'm happy that you guys are going to be there representing the fans.
Oh, thank you, Kev. Thank you. I appreciate that, brother. All right, thank you so much. Hey, give
me your... I'll go ahead and get off the line with the rest of the
guys. Give me your 15-second review of the Ahsoka show.
Could have been better, but it was fun.
Okay. Perfect. All right, there he is, Kevin the Raider Nerd. All right, good stuff there from Kevin. All right, let's jump back in these Wow, love it. These live calls are flying in. All right, see what we got next.
Call from Anthony Tyler, Tida Raider.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Tide Raider, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on? How you feeling this morning?
Is that you? Hey, I'm feeling great. Hold on, let me put my AirPods in real quick.
Okay, put your darn AirPods in.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can the internet.
Okay, I was like, I hear a noise. I didn't know if that was me or you.
Oh, I don't know. Go ahead. Tell us how you feel this morning.
Man, I'm telling you, I'm feeling great. It's funny because last night, you know, I usually go to bed around like 9, 10 p.m. to, you know, get up early for work. And I'm sitting there. For some reason, I wanted to watch Guardians of the Galaxy 3. So I'm sitting there fighting my sleep watching that movie. And while I'm sitting there watching it, I noticed I got like a couple missed calls from my friend. So I call him back. He's like, hey, did you see it? I'm like, wait, what you talking about? Then I probably didn't go to sleep till a little after midnight last night because I was so like happy I couldn't sleep after that. And so now I'm just like, I'm riding that high right now.
So what induced more tears, watching the Raiders offense on Monday night or when Rocket died? Spoiler alert.
Oh, man. Oh. That one. You know what? Watching the Raiders is a lot more tragic, I would say, especially, you know, all these years that you spend the time, the money, and just, like, I call up days to miss work. It's like I look at my schedule and I look at the Raiders schedule. If they're playing at the same time, I will miss work for that. So that's money coming out of my – so if I miss days to watch the Raiders and then we lose, it's just, you know, it's just more heartbreaking. But those are definitely two runner-ups that's very close.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So, all right, so where do we go from here? What do you think? So Ron and I were just having a discussion around, you know, if Antonio Pierce finds success in the same way that Bisaccia did, do you give him a look or do you move on to somebody else? Like a Jeff Ulbrich, who I've been pounding the table for, or someone else that brings in, you know, a complete fresh approach and all that, and more of a reset button. And then also, tell me what you think about my idea of Mark bringing in like a VP of football operations to make these decisions for him.
Yeah, I think definitely, a friend of mine brought up Lewis Reddick, ties has been talked about.
Lewis Reddick, that's a great name to put out there, yes.
I think Mark should have learned from the whole Rich Bisaccia ordeal on how that went down, and I think he's really
kind of regretted not bringing him on. So I think this is the same type of effect that happened this year. It's like you kind of have no choice but to at least try it out for another year. And then if it doesn't work, go ahead and stuff. But I thought it was pretty interesting. I had a feeling that they were going to put Chimp Kelly in, you know, the interim general manager position. Now I want to see if they're going to keep him on, you know, full time. So I think there's going to be a lot to play out. I'm kind of excited for it. I've always been one of those guys, like, you know, when you fire a coach or fire anybody, it's always been wet and him wet. What are you going to do? But this time I didn't even care. I don't care. Anything has to be better than this.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you. And that's, you know, look, if we're going to lose, you know, losing is never good. Losing is never acceptable. I think if you're losing and trying to improve yourself by doing something new and different, it's a little more palatable in that the idea. But when you're just doing the same old thing over and over and over again, and it's not successful, like it becomes a real tough watch for us as fans. So if we get a little bit of a youth movement, especially at quarterback, and start to see some things done differently, start to see us involve some different folks, namely Hunter Renfro. Man, or how about this idea? We involve the guy that we traded up for in the second round. Let's throw him a pass once in a while. I think if we start
that
to do
stuff,
right? And so I think if we start to make moves like that, it'll be a lot more fun for us as fans to close this thing out, because we were down pretty bad, man. I mean, that's, you know, not only just a Monday nighter, but that Chicago game, shit. I mean, yeah, down real bad.
I lost money on the Chicago game. Like, I the fact that, you know, especially I'm looking at, you know, when I look at the schedule, you know, I got some friends who had some weird teams. Friend of mine's a Bears fan. Don't know why, but, you know, so it's when the schedule come out, we lock in that bet immediately. And then it was coming a week, I was even more excited about it. I'm like, okay, now Justin Fields is out. Oh, yeah, what are you guys going to do now? And just for that, and then it's like, then I have to hear him talk about it. It's embarrassing. It's like, I've never felt this down about, like, you know, I can't say with the Dennis Allen stuff, I don't remember feeling this down. Like, I knew it was bad, but we still had some type of hope with some young talent and stuff. But
yeah.
But with this, it just felt like there was no, you didn't see no light at the end of the tunnel at all. It's like, how is this gonna end? Because it's not gonna end good.
Yeah, I'm with you. That it did. It definitely.
Mark Davis smartened up. he finally smartened up.
So. Finally. All right, well, Tyler Rader, man, great job. Great. Thank you for taking time out of your work day to give us a shout, man. We love you, brother. And can't wait to see you soon. Hopefully, you're moving to Nashville soon.
Oh, yeah. Hey, fingers crossed. Wish me luck. I got an interview on Friday. So we should see how that goes. And, yeah, definitely. You know, I love you guys. Appreciate all of our family. You got some pretty bright times ahead now that big dumbass is gone. And my way, I also like to say, you know, go Warriors and stuff. As I'm talking to you, I got a text message from somebody out in San Francisco. He's asking me if I wanted to go to the Warriors game tonight. So I will be celebrating in San Francisco.
Oh, right on, man. That's awesome, man. Go Dubs for sure. Go Dubs, man. That's awesome. Well, enjoy the game. I look forward to seeing you again soon, my friend. And great job there. Give it up for Tyler Rader. All right, brother. You too. All right. There he is, Tyler Rader. This is fun, man. All right. Let's get back to these voicemails. Let's see. We had one that went, and it got interrupted because of a live call. So let's check back in with caller in the 443.
4-4, it finally happened. Mark kicked that asshole Josh McDaniels to the curb. No more of this suffering on our offense. Well, we don't have any offense, so that was the most offensive part about it. The only offensive thing Josh McDaniels could do is ruin an offense. So we went from 30 points a game down to 7. Isn't the team supposed to improve as the season goes on, not regress? So anyway, now that he's gone, we're looking forward to Antonio Pierce and Champ Kelly, see if that's going to be the future of the team. Kind of feel sorry for Dave Ziegler. He really didn't have a chance considering his little troll of a friend was controlling everything, not giving him a chance to do his job, but that's his fault for not standing up to him. So regardless, out of this era, into a next one.
Good luck. Go Raiders.
All right. Chad, they're calling. All right, good stuff. So we got these things are flying in here. Let's check in. Let's see. That was a 443. Let's check in with the 973.
Let's freaking go. I love this news. What up, Murph? Uncle Mosh.
What's up, Rev
Young
Raider?
Swaggo, Michelle Sweat. It's Rev Raider calling from Jersey. Man, I woke up 4 o'clock this morning to do my usual get up and work out and stuff. And, man, I'm sitting there. I just looked online real quick, and I was like, nah, this ain't right. So then I went to my NFL app, and I'm like, oh, Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler are out of here. And that's kind of how I was feeling, man, because it was just like after Monday's loss, I was just like, bro, something has to happen, you know, especially. And what I think was probably the nail in the coffin is – how Jimmy played, and like, you know, you already heard me before. I said he ain't it, you know, but the way he missed Devontae Adams twice through an interception in the end zone last week, like he could have made that throw if he wasn't throwing a helium ball. But yo, I was like, he's got to go. But then to see in the interviews how Josh McDaniels was avoiding that question like the plague. You know, and if he answered it, oh, we're not going to talk about that at this time, you know. And when I heard him say that, I'm like, oh, dude, you're playing yourself. You know, you have to give this young kid a shot. Do something. You got to do something different because Jimmy ain't it. You know, I hope Antonio Pierce, the interim coach, understands that he ain't it. I'm hearing reports that he's planning on starting the rookie. So hopefully that's what it is. Let him take his lumps and do what he needs to do. To me, it seems like he has a better connection with Devontae Adams with the receivers, you know. Like, I'll say this, in the Chargers game, yeah, he was holding the ball a little bit longer, but as the game progressed, he improved. Jimmy didn't do that on Monday. He did not improve as the game went on under pressure, you know. Sacked damn near the same amount of time. So I'm excited. I'm happy. You know, hopefully optimistic on where the rest of the season goes. Our schedule is still the schedule. We got, you know, we got a whole bunch of rough games coming, but we got to make it happen. But it's a step in the right direction. I'm with it. Hopefully the players rally around each other, rally around these coaches and stuff, and do what they need to do. Get your stars the ball. I'm happy about it. That's all I got, man. Love y'all as always. Peace.
All right, there he is, Rev Raider. Appreciate you, Rev. All right, this is good stuff there from everybody. Yeah, keep the live call. We got time. We'll do probably another 20, 30 minutes here. So keep the live calls coming. I know they were coming in during the voicemails. I want Rev's call to make sure we got that through. So if you got another live call there, go ahead and give us a shout there, and we'll hear from you. I've also got the chat room going here. The chat room is awesome. As always, the best chat room in all of Raider Nation, if you ask me. But, you know, I'm a little biased. But let's see, who do we got in there? We got Van City Raiders in there. Michelle is in there. See you tomorrow morning at the airport at 4:30 when we have cocktails. Let's see. So we have a tradition. When we go to Vegas, there we go. I'll tell you about that later. Let's listen to this live call.
Call from
Van City Raider.
Van City Raider, what's up, brother?
Murph, my man.
What's going on? Man, only
how are you, buddy?
I'm doing better now than I was than I was yesterday at this time. I'll say that, because going from being down bad to man, what a pleasant overnight surprise.
Absolutely, man. I woke up to it at 6 a.m. this morning, Pacific time. And I have this roommate, my wife's sister that lives with us. And one of my favorite pastimes is I like to harass her and harass her and harass her about my Raiders and all, you know, I'll get in her face and Raider her. And but she's a great sport about it. So this morning I was dancing to Cool and the Gang, Celebrate Good Times, at like from like 6:20 to about 6:45. And she's just looking at me like, you're a fucking idiot.
That's awesome. Yeah, man. It's, you know,
hey, man.
Go ahead.
Couple thoughts I have this morning. You know, I've emailed you guys the past 2 weeks. And my first email there, I wanted to say thank you guys so, so, so much for, you know, putting my email into whatever that was. But that came from the heart, and it came from, you know, it really, I sincerely meant that. I'm coming from you guys north of the border here in Canada. It's currently 6 degrees Celsius. In Vancouver, British Columbia.
What is that, like negative 65 degrees?
To be honest with you, Murph, I'm not 100% sure Fahrenheit. We use the Fahrenheit in kilometers up here, not miles in Fahrenheit, right?
So yeah.
I would have to Google it, but it's quite cold up here already, so. But, yeah, you know, and then I'm driving in on my way to work this morning, and I talked about my son in that first email, too, and I kind of, you know, my son turned 8 in January, and I said, I want you to do Daddy a favor today, buddy, and he said, what's that, Dad? I said, we fired the coach, and my son's just starting to get into it a little bit, and he was half asleep and he says, let's go, Dad. And I'm like, yes, sir. Dad's going to teach you what it means to be a Raider here, buddy. And he says, what do you mean? I said, I want you to do Daddy a favor. He said, yeah, what's that? I said, I want you to put a sweater on. I want you to put your Max Crosby jersey on, and I want you to wear your Raiders hat to school today, okay, bud? He says, of course, Dad. It's a good day to be a Raider.
Let's go.
I just, you know, the emotion that I have when, you know, you're bringing your sons up, and I feel, honestly, more so than anything else, I feel some direction. I feel, you know, for the past 3-4 weeks, I will always, always, always be proud to don my silver and black. But there was a light at the end of the tunnel that, you know, we had seen at the end of the Gruden regime and making the playoffs in 2001. And, you know, that got slammed shut by Mick Doofus. And I feel today that we finally have some, you know, the possibilities are endless. What are we going to do at GM? What are we going to do at head coach? I've heard Frank Smith, and I'm not too familiar with him, but I mean, if you look at what the Miami Dolphins are doing this year, I mean, I'd be all over that. But I think most importantly, I think Mark has to hire somebody. And I mean, I think he's already got the guy, to be honest with you, and Tommy Touchdowns. But somebody with the football knowledge that Mark admittedly says he doesn't have. So, I mean, I know that us as a fan base might not be too fond of that idea, but I think Mark working with somebody like Brady, who's going to be able to give him that direction, is the best move before we make any other hires.
Absolutely. That's interesting. That's something we hadn't talked about yet today, is that I wonder what level of input Tom Brady has. And I wonder if there was even already input. You know, we heard that Mark met with some veterans of the team and discussed the culture of the organization, the locker room, and what's been going on. I wonder how much input, or I wonder how many conversations have gone on already with Tom Brady. If the guy's going to be a minority owner, I can't imagine that they're already not having those types of conversations. That's a really, really good point.
I absolutely agree, man. And you guys, you know, I honestly think we would all be ignorant to think that Tom Brady is not standing shoulder to shoulder with Mark Davis right now. And I think Mark's going to make some sort of a, I don't know what he's going to do, but I don't be surprised if by 2025, Tom Brady's involved heavily in this organization.
Okay. So let me ask you this real quick before we let you go. That's a great point. And I wonder, you know, Mark is, So what, he's 67 years old, I think. You know, he doesn't have kids. So there's not a, and there's not an obvious succession plan like there is for the Hunts or the Maras or the whatever else you pick it, even the Joneses. So with Tom Brady coming in, could we potentially see that he becomes a managing general partner, much in the way that Al Davis was once upon a time, by buying in even further to the organization once now, you know, and I wish Mark Davis the longest of life, but you know, we all got an expiration date. And so I would be really curious on to where it's going to go. And do you think that could be Tom?
It very well could be, you know what I mean? Think about it. Yeah. He already owns part of the Aces with Mark. There's nobody. I mean, the question here is does Tom Brady's on-field ability translate to the management side of things and to the running a football team side of things? But I mean, you got probably the most brilliant football mind of all time working shoulder to shoulder with Mark. So, and I heard you talking about earlier, Murph, about a complete rebuild, and dude, we've got so many pieces here, man. Our team is, like you were saying, I think we're a couple corners and a couple D tackles away from making a freaking, making a splash, you know? One more thing before you let me go. Yeah. I want to give Mark Davis his flowers because I honestly, for the past month, 6 weeks, I've thought, you know, Mark doesn't give a shit and he doesn't care about winning and he doesn't do this and he doesn't do that. If Mark Davis proved one thing to me today over anything else, it's number one, he cares about his players. And number two, he cares about us. He cares about Raider Nation and he hurt us. You know, the power in us all getting together and us rallying and us making our voices be heard. You know, that's what I was talking about in my first email, Matt. And being able to be a part of that is just something I will never, ever, ever take for granted, my man.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Good stuff. Hey, give it up for Van City Raider. Great points there, my friend. Good stuff. Great call. If I had a Sizzler to award, I'd give it to you. And keep these calls coming, man. We need to get you on the made men list.
I love each and every single one of my sisters. It's a great and fabulous day to be a Raider. Go Raiders.
There you go. That's right. Let's go. Van City Raider. Good stuff there from Van City. All right, let's see. We got two more voicemails to get to. Let's get to these voicemails, and then we'll probably get on out of here. Let's check in.
What up, Murph? Swaggy. Uncle Mosh, Michelle. This is the Raider, Rhyming Raider, Rome, Tyrone Gray.
What's up, Tyrone?
I just got out of work. Man, I done pulled up some cranberry juice with some Grey Goose. So nice. I'm feeling a little some kind of way. I just heard about the fire of the Josh McDaniels. I'm glad of it. I hate that, you know, we are in the position that we are. If we lose out, it is what it is. You know, we have a good spot in the draft. But we had to get this guy up out of there, man. The Patriots way is not the Raiders way.
Come on.
And I'm glad that he's gone. Even if we don't win another game this season, I'm glad this guy is out of here. I know I'm slurring a little bit. I mean, you know, like I said, Grey Goose, cranberry juice, I'm on. And I saw you were still on, so I said, let me go ahead and just voice my opinion now. I'm going to try to call in. I know I haven't seen any rhyme in a while, but I'm trying to get it together. This guy had my mind all off, and I can't get my lyrics together. But I'm hoping Antonio Pierce get the guys, the players, hype and right to win this Giants game, the ultimate revenge game.
Yes.
Us against Waller
Pierce against his former team that he won the Super Bowl with. Let's do this. Let's get some people that know how to call some plays and win. Just win, baby. Love you. Bye.
Oh, we love you too, Terrell. Love it. Hey, man, nothing wrong with getting off work and having a few pops, man, and feeling good, and especially when there's something to celebrate, like this guy getting fired. All right, good stuff there from our good friend, Tyrone Graves. Can't wait to see you and Miss Ebony again very, very soon. All right, we got one more to get to. Let's go to the caller in the 704.
Hey, what's up, Murph? Gabriel Castillo is Northern Capitana Fucho. I just wanted to tell you that salute everybody. Good afternoon, and, well, I'm very glad that Josh McDaniels and Dave Ziegler was fired at the start of being segmented. But for right now, it is the time for a brand new era, brand new coach. I mean, we have so many things to involve with the defense, the offense, because that's a whole lot of mess we have to recover right now. But if we got the opportunity to beat the Giants, because right now we had Antonio Pierce as a new head coach. And I think this is the biggest opportunity because Antonio Pierce was head coach of the college football in Arizona, and he was a linebacker coach after the Giants, and he understands about it. But if we had a great defense, because right now the offense is struggling to be define the identity of our right now, but I think this is the biggest opportunity to take over against the New York Giants. But I think it's not going to be easy at all. But if we got a starter, Aiden O'Connell, which is the bright future, I mean, this could be, like, really important. And I just wanted to tell it to everybody, the Louisville Raiders Fan Radio, love your show. Every Wednesday, I love your show with Michelle, Black Jeff, and, of course, Marv. I cannot wait to collaborate with you soon. And, of course, much love and respect from El Capitan, Rafael Capucho, Rafael Chessing. I will see you there. And of course, one more thing, just like out there I say, just win, baby. Have a good one.
All right. Good job, Rafael. Rafael's in the chat room here, sir. He says, oh God, that's my voice. You know, you did great, man. Great call there. Appreciate you calling in so much. And thank you to everybody that called in. I almost said tonight because it's usually we're here in the evening hours. Appreciate everybody that called in live today. Appreciate all those amazing voicemails. Y'all rock, man. This was a lot of fun getting on here doing an impromptu live show to celebrate. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Hey, listen, we'll have a blast in Vegas this weekend. If you're going to be in Vegas, come check us out. We're going to be in Lot H with Raider Dad. We're going to be there celebrating their tailgate and as they take underprivileged kids to a Raider game. And then we will also be over in Lot J with our good friend, Fabricator Gill. That's going to be probably our main hang for the tailgate. So come over there and say hi to us. We're going to call that our RFR meetup for this trip. Check us out there. And then we're going to the game as well. And so we love you guys so very, very much. So please, if you see us, holler at us. And love to, you know, we know so many of you online, but it's always amazing to meet folks, you know, in person and shake a hand, you know, hug a neck, all that stuff, man. We love you guys so much. So please definitely hit us up if you see us out there and come see us at Lot H and Lot J with Raider Dad. And you can't miss Gil's tailgate either because he usually has a big old Raiders fan radio banner flying high overhead. So you won't miss us there. So appreciate that. And then also we're going to present our check to the One Nation Foundation. I don't know what the chats, super chats were tonight. I know we saw some new members come in as well. All that money that we raise with this show goes to the One Nation Foundation that gives strictly to Raiders related charities, like the good folks at the Biletnikoff Foundation, where we're going to present a check on your behalf, Raider Nation, for $15,000. And can't not thank you guys enough for the support that you give us to the foundation. So, all right, so I think that's all we got for tonight. Let me shout out the chat room one last time. Tony Shefford is in there. Michelle, of course. Carl Howard. Oh, let me tell you real quick. So we have our tradition is that when we leave the Nashville airport, there's this bar called Party Foul that's right outside the gate at Southwest. And so you go in there and you get these doubles and like you get like a double Tito's and they put like just wave orange juice at it. They just, as Swag says, they just waft orange juice into the glass. And so we had these amazing cocktails before we hit the plane. So Lamont, Michelle, and Miss Valerie and I are going to meet up to have cocktails tomorrow morning at 4:30 in the morning as we go to Vegas. Let's go. I don't know why I hit the chime there. I guess it works. But anyways, love you guys so very, very much. We appreciate you. And I think I gotta find an outro. Let's see. I was gonna shout out the chat room, but I gotta find the outro here too. This is weird doing this show by myself. I don't even know where the outro is. Maybe I could just hit I'll just play that. That's stupid. I'll just say goodnight. Or goodbye. James Furpo, for Vibrator, my baby Val's in there. She says 4 a.m. drinking. James Furpo, Tony Shepherd, Paul Edgerton, Daniel Mangus, Edgar Hernandez, Tony Shepherd, Wyoming Raider. What's up, Wyo? James Moore is in there. Alfred Esparza is in there. Stacy Ruff, Hooligan Nation. Did I say James Moore yet? Seattle Nick is in there. Big Bass Raider is in there. Stacy Ruff Raider throwing in a donation to the One Nation Foundation. We appreciate you, my friend. I appreciate Raphael again and all of those of you. You guys are the absolute best. We love you. And have a good night. We'll see you in Vegas. Let's go, Raiders!
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.